From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and we begin this hour with a weekend of devastating weather across the South. Tornadoes and flooding blasted through a half a dozen states, killing more than 40 people. The brunt of the storm hit North Carolina. Their search and rescue crews are sifting through the rubble. In a moment, we'll hear from one young man who had his three-month-old cousin ripped from his hands by a tornado. And believe it or not, his story has a happy ending. But first, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports on efforts to measure the extent of the damage and to pick up the pieces.
One North Carolina resident said it looked like the Wizard of Oz as tornadoes ripped up trees, blew up homes, and lifted pigs into the sky. Governor Bev Perdue toured several of the hardest-hit areas today, and she says she reached out to President Obama, who sent in federal assessment teams within 20 hours after the storm hit.
They are actively crossing North Carolina today, and they will be today, tonight, tomorrow, and then we hope by Thursday we'll know the first rough estimates of loss of life and property, both to individuals and to businesses.
The governor declared a state of emergency after tornadoes shattered homes and businesses, uprooted trees, and whipped down power lines. One tornado stayed on the ground for 62 miles from Sanford to Raleigh in Wake County. Commission Chair Paul Koble told reporters this afternoon some of the damage is not readily apparent until you take a second look.
If you stand on the outside of the fire station, it looks like there's nothing really wrong with it. But you walk inside and you look up and the roof has come apart, and you can look up and you see that all the struts and structure has been torn up, all the wiring is torn. It really does look like the tornado just stopped, reached out, picked the roof up, and then slammed it right back down on top of the building. It's incredible.
Koble says damage estimates may be as high as $100 million in this county alone. This type of storm is not unusual during the springtime, but it was the deadliest storm to batter North Carolina since 1984. There are reports of more than 60 tornadoes hitting the state Saturday. Greg Carbon with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says some funnel clouds were likely counted more than once.
Some of them were probably on the ground for 50 miles or so. You may end up with 40 reports along that track, and those are now being counted as preliminary tornado reports, but in the end result, it's going to be one tornado. So the numbers will come down. Again, that's still going to be quite a few tornadoes in one day for eastern North Carolina.
The storm system walloped a huge swath of the South. At least 17 people died in Mississippi, Oklahoma, Alabama, and Arkansas as a direct result of the tornadoes, according to the National Weather Service. Cleanup is underway throughout those states. At least 21 people died in North Carolina alone, and more than 130 were seriously injured. Carbon says many of the fatalities occurred in trailers, despite advance warning that this was a particularly dangerous storm. It turns out more than 14% of North Carolina's homes are trailers, which just can't stand up to these strong winds.
And it is unusual to see the large toll that we saw, especially during the daylight hours. It's a little sobering, and we have to, try to reach as many people as we can with the word that danger's on the way, but sometimes people are just not in the position to receive that information.
There's no indication that this will be a particularly active season based on this one mega storm, but officials say another severe storm system is developing and expected to hit the Midwest later this week. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.